Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to immerse yourself in a world of vision, inspiration, belonging, and empowerment. Brought to you by Naturals To Go, the Vibecast is your gateway to realizing your entrepreneurial dreams. In each episode, we're here to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit, offering you the tools and insights you need to turn your dreams into reality. We're all about fostering a powerful vision, sparking inspiration, nurturing a sense of belonging, and providing the empowerment you need to thrive. So sit back, relax, and get ready to dive into the vibe. It's time to take your entrepreneurial journey to the next level. Thank you for joining us, and let's start living the vibe.
My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Whether you are a seasoned owner-operator, or maybe you're a new operator, or maybe you just want to know a little bit more about the Naturals To Go healthy vending business model, you're in the right place. Over the next couple of episodes, we're going to be talking to some military veterans. I recently read something that said that veterans really struggle when they get out of the service and finding something that's rewarding and fulfilling as a career. One of the options that offers some of those benefits is becoming a Naturals To Go healthy vending operator. And that's what we're going to be talking about today with Dallas Ketchum. Dallas is a recent new owner operator, and so we'll be able to hear his story. So Dallas, welcome to the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Dallas, tell us a little bit about what branch of service you were in and maybe some of the jobs that you held while you were in the service.
Okay. So I was in the United States Army and served just under 27 years. I joined prior to high school in 1988. My first job when I came in was in the combat arms field. It was a 19 kilo. I mean, I drove one Abrams tanks. Following the Gulf War, I re-enlisted and changed my job, went into the medical field where I became a medical laboratory specialist, and I worked in the lab and blood bank for about 15 years. I was afforded the opportunity later in my career to become a commissioned officer, was selected for officer candidate school, and got commissioned as a transportation logistics officer and ultimately retired in 2015.
Wow. So Dallas, since you've been out of the service since 2015, what have you been doing?
So following retirement, I took a job as a contractor where I taught at the Army Logistics University, teaching logistics to United States Army officers and allied nation officers. Did that for about a year, and following that, went to corporate America for a short period. Worked in logistics as a regional manager for a major food company. Left there and went back to federal government working for Department of the Army in the contracting office. And spent about a year working in contracting and got the opportunity to go and work for a federal emergency management agency and went to work for FEMA out of the regional office in Chicago, where I worked as a senior logistics manager for about 2 years. Following my time with FEMA, I got another opportunity to start a small logistics company, and I had been doing that since about 2019. Got the bug for being an entrepreneur and started looking at other opportunities. And that's how I came upon Naturals To Go.
So you got the bug of the entrepreneur. Now you have been in the service, you've been in the military, you've been in corporate. What was it? Who planted this bug for you, Dallas? What made you want to be an entrepreneur?
Well, ultimately, you know, I was fortunate to have the opportunity to do a lot of things in my career. And one of the things that I found is the limitations of working for someone else. Of course, spent years in the military where, although I enjoyed it, you know, structured environment and things that I wanted to do, ultimately, you know, my first job was service to the nation. So when I started the logistics business, I realized I had freedom, flexibility of time, you know, my effort that I put forth, that reward was based on the amount of effort I put in, and I could kind of control that, and it allowed me freedom to travel, which I enjoy doing with my family. So I realized, you know, being an entrepreneur is ultimately what it's all about.
And so you found that in entrepreneurship. So Dallas, tell me, what was it about Naturals to Go that you felt might be a really good fit for you as well?
Well, I'll be honest. I was actually attending a conference here in San Antonio with some of the franchisors, and that's where I met the team from Naturals to Go. And I was just so impressed with them because they stood out of all the other franchisors there. They were really, you know, working the room, making themselves available to everyone, answering questions, kind of explaining the brand. And I met Brian Fury, went over and met Heath and the team. And just for me, just felt like, you know, this is a good group of folks, genuine, you know, and just very sharing of the information about the brand, and really piqued my interest, looked into it a little more and realized, you know what, this here is something that kind of fits what I'm looking for, because it allows me flexibility to manage my time, also the ability to work remote and still be able to monitor my inventory and things of that nature, while at the same time generating revenue. So that was really the draw.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk about generating revenue, that happens even when you're sleeping, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mentioned that you had just recently gone to training. Tell me a little bit about your experience in training.
Okay. So the training for me, again, was impressed. The information from the time I received the notification of the training, there was regular communication. Mr. Al reached out, kind of went over everything, the checklists, so I understood exactly what to expect, what things I was going to need to do. All of the coordination was pretty much kind of laid out for me, you know, the hotel, what the class structure was going to be when you arrive, the check-in at the hotel, just the whole venue was very nicely put together. And, you know, all the staff was accommodating, the way that the rooms were set up, had the vending machines on site, and positioned all around the room. So you were able to, you know, take a look at ultimately the different types of equipment. Mm-hmm. And there was plenty of pieces of equipment to kind of accommodate all of the people that were there for the training.
Mm-hmm. So Dallas, I'm just thinking, being a logistics guy coming out of the service, I'm sure that meant a lot to you, seeing that everything was laid out, that there was a plan, and you knew what that plan was. I'm sure that was important to you.
It was, and I'll be honest, I'm very critical and detail oriented. the time that I spent in the medical field, in the blood bank, you know, ultimately required me, you know, this type A personality, because every time you process your blood, you know, it had to be 100%. There was no deviation. So very detail oriented. I got into logistics, the planning piece, and again, understanding all the considerations that go into any plan. So again, when I, you know, got there, just, you know, how everything was well thought out and planned, you know, the accommodations, the training areas, the meals, everything was just very seamless. And, you know, of course, the Naturals to Go team had an abundance of staff there to where, you know, everywhere you turn, there was someone that you could talk to or ask a question. And mm-hmm. I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you left training, did you feel a little more prepared for this vending business that you had just jumped into than you did when you first got there?
Absolutely. Again, you know, to be able to attend a training, you know, and have the president of the company there, some of the engineers there, your people who do placement for you, some of the, you know, coaches or account managers, the fact that they themselves actually are operators, it just kind of gave you this sense of, hey, I can do this. I can do this. And if I get in, you know, and if I get into, you know, a tough spot where I'm kind of unsure, well, I've met several people within the organization that all actually have experience in all areas and not just a group of salespeople.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You need to know that you've got people in your corner, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's important. That's important. So, Dallas, as you think about growing your vending business, what does that look like for you? Do you have an idea yet of what that's going to look like or what you have a goal of achieving?
Yes, I do. And again, because I have another small operation going, I wanted to start off initially with 5 machines to ensure that I get, you know, the ability to truly get my arms around what it is I'm doing and fully understand it. Mm-hmm. And that would allow me at that point to then scale more rapidly if mm-hmm. I go into it smaller, understand it, and then be able to grow my operation. So my plan is start off with the 5 and then within, you know, 3 to 4 months, additional 5, and provided things are going well, additional 5, and ultimately to hit 20 machines, hopefully by the time I'm a year to 14 months in.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you met people at training that have quite a few machines.
Oh,
and
yes.
And so it's really great to know that that's scalable. And it sounds like that kind of fits your goal and your vision as well.
It does. It does.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we wrap up here, Dallas, and I appreciate you sharing all this information and, you know, just coming out of training, you are feeling more comfortable than you did when you went in. But are there any thoughts? Do you have any thoughts about your journey with Naturals to Go so far? I know it's been a short journey, but up to this point, do you have any thoughts that you'd want to share with someone?
Well, again, I have a small business, so I'm always in communication with other entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. One of the things you hear a lot of times is the uncertainty or the doubt. Again, because of what the folks at Naturals to Go have shown me so far, I feel totally at ease about the journey I'm getting ready to embark on, knowing that, you know, since I've left training, I've already had a call with the account manager in the group. As a matter of fact, I've got a call with her tonight, a one-on-one at 5 o'clock, you know, to kind of see where I'm at. And, you know, just the continued communication with the team and just knowing that they're there for me and ultimately want to see me succeed and that I can reach out and, you know, whatever questions I have or any assistance I need, I know that the team is there ready to assist.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have a family that's going to be joining you in this venture?
Yes, as I scale, I bring my wife on board to help out. And I've got 2 teenage girls. And like I told them, this is going to be, you know, their opportunity, one, to kind of earn the money that they spend, but an introduction to business for them, you know, assisting with, you know, managing the inventory, picking the selection of products and pricing and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is a great business model because family business model, because it's such a simple business model and it's not super complicated there. Yeah, absolutely. Dallas, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day and sharing a little bit about your journey with those that may be looking at Naturals to Go as a possibility to take their next step. So folks, thanks so much for joining me today. And I look forward to seeing you next time. So let's live the vibe.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That's a wrap for this episode of The Vibecast. We hope you've been inspired and empowered on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on all your favorite platforms to stay connected with the Vibe community. Until next time, keep nurturing that strong vision, fueling your inspiration, and embracing a sense of belonging and empowerment. Your dreams are within reach, so keep living the vibe.